Well, anyway, I picked up 11 people, and he wasn't there. They said he was back there. I couldn't see him, so I went on and left. I tried to stop and see if he wanted to get on when I came back. He was hollering, and he didn't want to, so he might get on you.
John, do you have a copy again?
I heard that. Thank you, ma'am.
Go for John.
Hi, John. Okay, again at the YMCA stop, I have a VIP passenger who usually gets on and off there. Is she going to be able to cross that street, or is that street all messed up?
You know, I don't know how to handle that. I've never had that issue yet.
I just picked a passenger up there. They got the cones inside the main parking lot now. So when you pull in, they just let them out right there at the parking spot. They're inside the main parking lot now.
Okay, I understand that. But when she gets off the bus, she's going to need to cross that street. Is that even in front of the bench? Is that even possible?
No, she won't be crossing the road. She'll be walking in the parking lot, in the main parking lot. The big one, right in front of the door.
I know that, but she needs to cross the street to get home. So she's just wondering if she should just get off at Bronze and walk that, or if she can get off at YMCA and walk across that little street.
Okay, if you would get your VIP at there, if it was me driving, I probably would get out of the bus and assist her to a clear place to actually cross. And that way, and explain to her where everything is.
Copy. Since I haven't driven up there, I didn't know if that road was all torn up and incapable of being passed or not.
Yeah, they did. They put two lanes inside the parking lot. So when you first pull through the parking lot, you have traffic cones that take you each way.
Blue North departing 9th and Hamilton. Blue North arriving and departing Salvation Army.
Nobody at Super D's.
Yellow copy. Thank you.